Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, this podcast will be dedicated to both Game 1 and 2 because I wasn't ready to do Game 1 because I guess there was a little bit of frustration on my part because we lost the first game. And I wasn't really sure if I had anything of value to say about Game 1. Well, this morning, after a chance to process both these games, I feel like I do definitely have some things to say. Well, number one, we're so thankful to have Joe Pavelski back in our lineup. You know, because of Joe Pavelski, game one could have really been won. You know, he scores four goals in that game all by himself. You know, we happened to lose it in overtime with, once again, a very unlucky bounce. You know, that's how those overtime goals go. They're never very pretty, I've noticed, especially in the playoffs. I don't ever think I've seen a gorgeous goal when it comes to winning a game in overtime in the playoffs. And there's actually some pretty good things to take from the fact that it looked like the second and third period of that first game. I truly believe we played a much better game than Seattle did. It was just we, for some reason, didn't show up in game one in the first period. It was like we were taking a nap, and I don't understand that. We had about four days off before the series even started. I thought maybe that was going to actually help us, and I think it might have hurt us because it was like we hadn't totally got back from our vacation, I guess. Maybe sometimes going from one series to the other and having momentum does help, and it feels like that may have helped Seattle a little bit because it felt like in that first period in game one, they actually were a little bit more prepared than we were. And then on to game two, we definitely showed why we are the better team. We played all three of those periods wonderful. And we were able to get all our goals from different players, which was what you wanted. You know, you always want a clean sheet against a team, and you know, we don't always get what we want, but we still won the game, and four different goals from four different players, and once again, Joe Pavelski was one of those four, and now he has five goals in the playoffs after being in concussion protocol, and he comes back in the first two games of this series and proves to everybody why he's so valuable. But it was nice to see Dononov to get that wraparound goal in the period. And just once again showing what a genius Jim Neal is when it comes to picking up the right players at the right time. I still think to this day that we were the trade deadline sweepstakes winner, if you will, because we found players that fit our system and made impacts right away. Now, Max Domi, I want to see some goals. He hasn't scored a goal yet in the playoffs, but what he's done is he's created opportunities. He's a great passer. He's in on the forecheck. He provides a little bit of that nasty that you need from a player, sticks up for people. Now, mind you, he's a little smaller than his father was. His dad was a little bit bigger guy, and he does play a little bit of that physical hockey like his father. But at the end of the day, he's a much better skater and much better player. But we've tied the series up. And this is kind of a mirror image of what happened against Minnesota, which tells me we're just going to do what we need to do one game at a time, and we should definitely be able to get past this team. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and we're waiting to play game 3, and we'll have to play that one in Seattle. Go Stars!